Welcome back to another episode of Vets and Visionaries with yours truly, Kristen Megan, presented by We the Patriots USA. Well, I'm known as the loudmouth Liberty Enforcer, and I'm going to continue to be loud and annoy you by continuing to announce that We the Patriots USA has their first fundraising national conference located in Boise, Idaho on June 2nd and June 3rd. What sets us apart from many others is this is just a fundraiser so that we can continue to keep the lights on and be able to help you find legal representation in your state and help fundraise for those legal costs. Because the average American nowadays, with inflation and all these other issues, can't tend to afford some of the retainer fees that are required for this robust litigation, which is not cheap. So we want to help you be able to stand up for your rights. So if you go to wethepatriotsusa.org and you put in the code Secret 50. As a follower and a listener, you can get those prices slashed right in half. And you may think to yourself, I don't live near Boise, Idaho. Why would I go to Idaho? Well, first off, it's beautiful there. I've never been there, but of course, I looked at all the photos online. I'm excited to be there as a fellow speaker with activists, attorneys, doctors, media personnel, mama bears. It's exciting. This is, again, a nonpartisan event, and it's to fundraise to help we the people. So thank you so much for joining me today. I'm looking forward to this episode. Where do we find a sense of normalcy? The purposeful divide widens as individual liberties are lost. While we feel the lack of unity, solutions exist. Through an open dialogue and constitutional conversations, hear from those who have upheld their oaths and join me in exploring innovative and inspired change through a clearer lens. This is Vets and Visionaries with Kristen Megan, presented by We the Patriots USA, a nonprofit 501c3 organization striving to sustain and restore our God-given and constitutional rights. Well, thanks for joining me today. I'm excited about my next guest, who is Chris from ReadyHusband.com. He's a Marine veteran and pilot, and he's somebody who really showcased that your oath never expires. And when you leave active duty or the reserves or the guard, you've taken off that uniform. What can you do to continue upholding your oath? What can you do to use the skills that you learned in the military and the knowledge that you've gained to help other people? So as always, I like having guests on here that don't just complain about the problems, but provide solutions. And Chris from ReadyHusband.com has constructed a program for not just husbands, it can be single mothers that have children they want to take care of. How can you be better prepared? Prepared for war on our home front, tyranny, violation of our rights, natural disasters, extreme weather patterns. When your way of life is disrupted, from your finances to your food to your health, what can you do? Dads, I know you've seen some of your mama bears out there at the school boards, those county commissioner meetings, being very vocal. And while you have been maybe avoiding social media like my husband, you may think to yourself, what happened to the foundation of family? What can I do to stand up as the strong man in my household? Well, here with me today is Chris, and I'd love to talk about this self-sustainability project he's put together. So thank you so much for joining me today. I'd like to welcome Chris to the show, who has founded ReadyHusband.com. And we have talked offline, and if you could elaborate more, basically, what is the meaning behind that website and the movement, and then discuss how you're actually including other individuals who may have not so complete families, but need to really focus on preparing and making sure that they're able to stand up to protect their livelihood, their families, and their children.
Sure, Kristen. First, thanks a lot for having me on. I've gone through, you know, the website and the previous interviews you've done, and you've got an amazing cast of former guests. So thank you so much for including me on this and giving me the chance to talk. And really, it's aligned certainly with what your organization does and stands for, with the Constitution, the strong Constitution, it's constitutional education and knowledge in the American population, which of course is lacking. And every vet that comes on took an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, to include you and me. And right now the enemies are a lot stronger domestically than they ever have been. And the problem is that they're aligned with our foreign enemies, the globalist cult, as Dr. Dave Janda likes to call him. And so we face a unique situation, certainly unique in the history of the country, and the signs of the times that are out there everywhere. And we've seen them accelerating. Really, the satanic insanity has accelerated in the last few years. COVID wasn't the start, but it was probably one of the most overt efforts to subvert the Constitution. And from the covert totalitarianism with the pandemic and everything that surrounded that, then now morphing into the greater signs that we're seeing now really are around the financial world with the BRICS nations, the Russia, China entente, and them collaborating to potentially have gold-backed currencies where the U.S. fiat currency is facing an assault from all sides, as it should, because there's nothing of value supporting it since 1971. So now we're seeing all these financial signs of the times, including Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank, and banks falling, crashing, dying. So these signs of the times are why I'd been preparing my family. I've always believed that I've got a God-given responsibility as a husband and a dad to lead, protect, and provide for my family. And to foresee, part of the military background, of course, is just looking for alternatives, for contingencies, what-ifing every single plan, and thinking about backup plans and always being prepared. And so I've worked at that, but in the last 6 months or so, last 3 years, of course, that's taken on a greater need in my mind. And I've had friends asking me about, well, what are you doing? How have you prepared? And I've done a lot of research, a lot of acquired some things. And so I finally put these things together in just a simple caveman type plan where anybody can sit down with the family prep plan that I put online on readyhusband.com and myreadyfamily.com. I want anybody to be able to sit down and accelerate their family's preparedness. And we're not talking about having a 100-acre fortified retreat with Claymore mines and everything else in the Western U.S. I'm talking about suburban cities, semi-rural, moms and dads just being able to prepare their family so that when something happens, because it will, whether it's a natural disaster, financial meltdown, lawlessness in the streets, which all of which we've seen already, when that happens, their family will not be victims, but they will survive, not just survive, but they'll also thrive and be in a position to help people and uphold or reinstate maybe the Constitution in that kind of a situation. So that's really the genesis behind this whole thing, just to help families accelerate their preparedness.
You know, that's something that I can appreciate, because I have kind of been in the health freedom world and holding people accountable that have taken an oath since I left active duty in 2010. I'm known as the loudmouth liberty enforcer. I try to do so gracefully, but I have my spicy moments. But, you know, I come from a time frame when I left active duty, you know, we are trained on how to navigate to find food sources, be able to survive with the minimal things. But now we're in a time frame, and we've especially seen it over the past 3 years. There's so much more to sustainment and survival than just how to cook your own food, like watching these wilderness TV shows. I think we have to be able to arm ourselves with, you know, like you said, you don't have to be off grid. You can start canning now and turn these activities that I have started doing as a mom. I have a 19-year-old and a 7-year-old, is I include them in things that I do. Sure. I want my children to be able to take care of themselves, to kind of appreciate things more. And that's from helping plant things to just learning how to homeschool. All these different things are to remove yourself from being reliant on the government. We have become a nanny state, you know, over the past 15 years. And what I'm getting at is a time frame where I was looked at as, you know, someone who's just fringe and, you know, out there for seeing things from a 10,000 foot view. And that's because, you know, my personal hero is Dr. Ron Paul, who warned of all of this and talked about the currency.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So I'm part of that Ron Paul revolution. But now, because of what happened over the past 3 years, I feel like I'm no longer just the redheaded stepchild. More people are seeing the value. And I don't mean that from an angle of I was the first. I'm definitely not the first. I'm saying now my friends are getting it now. I don't look like that crazy friend, and people are seeing the value. And I love this. And I checked out your website, and I like how it's something that everyone needs to look at. And I think about it from, I lived in Oklahoma City for 5 years, and every family that lives there knows they have to prepare with their tornado shelter.
Right.
Well, kind of juxtapose that to everyone should be able to learn how to prepare for further infringement upon our rights and be able to react to that in a constitutionally defensive way, and yet still an administrative way and self-sustainment way.
No doubt. And it's not just, I started this thing focused on husbands again, because I'm a husband, I'm a dad, and I strongly believe in our God-given responsibility to lead, protect, and provide for our family. But it's not just husbands. And after the first few interviews and podcasts that went on, SGT Report, X22 Report, a number of others, Carrie Madej and Dave Janda, the people that would start communicating with me, emailing with me, and signing up for the plan. It's just a one-time sign-up. It's not a subscription. You just buy the plan, $25, cost of lunch in Bidenomics. But probably a quarter, maybe a third of the folks signing up were not husbands, at least if I could tell by their emails, that they were women. So they're either women that are just good wives trying to help their good husbands who are already working two or three jobs, just trying to make ends meet today. Or it may be a woman that's a single mom. And I can't even imagine what single moms deal with. But this family prep plan is equally valuable to a single mom, to a wife that maybe has a passive husband that's just lulled to sleep right now by the American satanic lullaby and is watching the NBA or ESPN, NFL, you name it, instead of taking action to prepare their family. And so the plan itself, it's just, I made it as simple as possible. It is comprehensive. And if the PDF that you can download, you can either go to the website and just use the website, which I update almost on a daily basis, or you can download a PDF. It is a 7-part plan. It's probably 50 some pages on the PDF, but there are highlights. There are bold lines. There is, at the beginning of it, there's an immediate action plan of 12 steps. If you just want to get after it, do the first 12 and then dig into all the other links. There's links to places to purchase, to read articles written by people far more experienced and smarter than I am. But there's a ton of resources on there that anybody, single, married, husband, wife, you name it, can dig in and take a few steps. Because the truth is, most Americans have a few days, maybe a week or two, of food in their kitchen or in their pantries. And if something comes down, whether it's a government lockdown again, or a natural disaster, financial chaos, lawlessness in the streets, whatever, that's just not going to cut it. So all it takes is a few simple steps to make sure that you have water, food, shelter, ability to defend yourself, some real money, and not this weight, the valueless paper that they keep telling us has got some kind of value that we got in our wallets. So it's a very simple, easy to follow plan that really can accelerate your preparedness.
Yeah, I just think that's so great. And again, I like that you included like single mothers or even just homes where, like, my husband used to have a traveling job and he'd be gone, you know, on call a month at a time. He was doing NDI for GE. So he'd get called any moment to go check out a jet engine. Sure. And so I needed to know how to kind of hold down the fort, so to speak. But I see so much value again. And we have to now, it's like we live in a climate where we have to inform our children on the reality of this without projecting our own fears. Like, you don't want to bring them down, but you want them to live in reality. And that's why I think maybe including children in like, oh, dad, what are you doing? Like, what is this little Tupperware? You know, because I used to have these kits of just, you know, first aid stuff, you name it. And I always include my children because I like my children to understand the method behind the madness and educate them without scaring them, if that makes sense. So I can see this being more of a unifying factor in families also.
It sure should be. And I've involved my kids too. We homeschool as well. I got two teenagers. And I'm sure I'll make a blacklist for saying this on the air, but one of our school projects was I bought the kids an AR kit and pointed them to YouTube and said, figure it out, assemble this thing and go shoot it. And so them being able to do something like that and having some kind of mechanical skills, I always tell them that you find yourself in a ditch, you got to be your own tow truck. And that doesn't just apply to something automotive. It's medical. All we hear on TV is our ads for pharmaceuticals or conditions. Ask your doctor, ask your doctor, ask your doctor. And the information is out there, whether it's medical, whether it's food, growing food, canning food, whether it's fixing your vehicle, all these different things. Kids today, the entire population has been conditioned to think we got to go to somebody else, pay somebody else, look to the government to fix all of our problems. But that's not the ideals in the foundation of this country. That is not it at all. It was self-sufficiency. It was liberty. It was being able to do stuff. You think about Little House on the Prairie. What a great TV show when we were kids. Charles Ingalls could do anything. That guy would grow food, defend his family, wrestle grizzly bears, build the farm, everything, make furniture. And those skills, that breadth of skills is so lacking in me. And I know it's lacking in me, and I don't want it to be lacking in my kids. So all the things that you're talking about, this plan can engage the whole family as a team, which is what every family really is. It's a team, and it's a team of teams. To engage everybody to prepare. And it may not happen in 3 days or 3 weeks or 3 years or 30 years. I personally think it will, but I don't want to speculate about that. The signs are certainly there. But if you prepare now, a lot of these things, the food you store could be good 20 or 30 years from now. So somebody might have a blizzard and need it, and their daddy from 2023 had food and was thinking ahead, and there's still value there. So that's a whole ounce of preparation. And it's better to be 10 years early than 1 minute late. And that's the mantra that should resonate in all of our minds right now, just to do something to prepare our families.
And I also think that as Americans, you know, the average lay person gets too complacent and saying things like that will never happen here. That could never happen. Well, if you kind of look, you know, in theater overseas, there's a lot of nations that were destabilized, and you can look at before and after pictures. And I'm sure those people never thought they were going to have tanks going down their streets for whatever reason. We have to stop thinking that that stuff can never happen here, that our government can't become more tyrannical. That, I mean, here in Michigan right now, my state legislator is voting on red flag gun laws. And I personally believe that that's going to harm veterans the most, because a lot of veterans come out with PTSD diagnoses or any sort of just anxiety. That doesn't mean you're a harm to anyone else, but what actually helps as someone with PTSD, I feel safer knowing that I'm able to protect myself. I was assaulted, and I follow the non-aggression principle. I'd never harm anyone, but I want to go back to what you said about your children as a homeschool curriculum, learning about, you know, constructing and taking apart your AR-15. That is like a shock value to some, but in my home, my rule has always been any sort of defense weapons we have in our home, our children have to know their limitations and what they do. And actually, I lived in Illinois before I moved to Michigan, and I found a range that allowed 10-year-olds to shoot with parents. So my oldest learned the power of certain of our firearms, and they're not toys. And we took the curiosity away, learned how to clean it, take it apart. And it's only used for, you know, defending our house, our kingdom. And I don't know what's extreme about that. I mean, if you go back to the days of high school and the DARE program and alcohol, we're told about the limitations of alcohol, right? And if you're taking medication, make sure there's no contraindications. When we just shun away from including our children into things that are our constitutional rights, and are also an unfortunate way, if ever need to be invoked, to protect ourselves and our property. There's nothing extreme about that. We have a right to defend ourselves. And I think gun safety is so incredibly important, just like car safety. Every realm of the safety field is so important. And I wish that was more mainstream. So I commend you for that. And if anyone wants to take any sound bites from this, well, that's their problem.
That's but, right. It's all about training. And the military is good at that. Yeah, it's all about training, whether it's this kind of preparation, which also involves training for your family, firearms training, vehicular, you know, getting a kid the driver's license training. But because the firearms training triggers a significant part of the population, it goes against the totalitarian plans for tyranny that our government certainly is has been impressing upon us in cahoots with the globalists for really for years, decades. You can even make the argument that it goes well beyond that into a century or more. It just boils down to individuals preparing themselves and their family and just leaning on the foundation of those who went before us for this country.
You know, I view it as, you know, we're taught, hopefully, to always have like a savings account, or as our fiat system just collapses, you have to have something to fall back on financially. But we have to take that and look at it as other life issues, food, water, shelter, all those things. So you have to kind of build up a savings program for that. Be ready. It's kind of like you don't know if you have something happen to your home and it's not on your homeowner's insurance and you have to pay $30,000. You have to be ready to foot the bill. And in a time that we're experiencing now, the great divide, a really evil agenda among us and our just country turning upside down, we have to be ready. We don't know what we're going to need to pull out of that savings account. And I think that food is going to be a major issue. All the things that they're doing to our food. My background is toxicology, so I pay very close attention to this. And we're getting attacked at all routes of exposures. And sometimes I think as a nation, we really just need to pause and go, hold on a second. I know there's people fighting different things and everyone's passionate, but what can I do in my own space? So that's why I think it's important for people to go to readyhusband.com and explore what you're offering there. Because like I said, it's something everyone can afford, most people. And is it something that someone could download and gift?
They absolutely could. And you can go to either readyhusband.com or myreadyfamily.com. But there are, there's kind of a situational snapshot there in terms of what we face and why we should prepare. And there's a short letter that I just tried to write from my heart. And the first one, to Ready Husband, it's to husbands and dads. The second one, My Ready Family, is more generic. I want to be inclusive of those single moms and wives that are just trying to help and didn't want to keep it so husband-centric. But the links are the same. That you can go there and you can hit one of the it's kind of a buy now link, a dark link where you click on that, a payment window pops up, you put a credit card in, pay $25 and you get two emails. One of the emails has a password that you then go to the full family prep plan page, the links of which are also on those home pages, and then put the password in, then you got full access. And from that family prep plan page, you can download it in a PDF too, if you want to just have it on your computer, and the links all work. I want to be able to prove my value, prove the value of this plan before you do anything. And so you can, there are also links on the homepage to download the free outline first. And the free outline's got all seven categories. The first couple of sections are almost totally complete. So you can see what you're getting into for that just $25 and kind of do a test run. I want to provide value, and you can get value just out of that free outline as well. And then if you really see, you can see that that has value for you and your family, then you can go and do the full purchase and download the full family prep plan with all seven complete segments.
Well, what I wanted to ask you is, so again, I'm a very vocal activist, and over the past few years, you've heard the term mama bear. There's a lot of mothers that are going out and talking, giving testimony at school boards, county commissions, state legislative bodies, or forming grassroots organizations.
And I've got one of those. I got one of those mama bears.
Yeah, that's great. Sounds like a perfect synergy there. Yeah. So what I wanted your opinion on is, like, I'm just going to out my husband here. He's an Army veteran. Mm-hmm. Is he's not as much boots on the ground as I am, and he doesn't like social media and anything like that. But he tends to kind of, he listens and pays attention to all the current events, and he starts to kind of like internalize the fear of the panic. Can I take care of my family? Oh my gosh, the inflation. What about this? What if they come and try to take our guns? Like he goes into a private panic mode. And I find that a lot of my male friends kind of do the same thing, whereas the wives are out there. And I think that this might provide fathers and husbands like that an avenue to feel like, while they may not be boots on the ground, this is a way that they can contribute and kind of hold the fort and be ready. Because again, I want to reiterate, I'm not trying to scare anybody. And like you, I see this, the need for this, and utilizing these tools is going to happen sooner rather than later. I think it's okay to live your life as you are, but make sure that you're ready for anything, because you do not want to have the rug pulled out from underneath you and go, how did this happen? Why wasn't I ready? So do you see other men or friends or family that, you know, tend to be more of the warrior of the financial stability, the home stability, and everything involving the market? Because that's what I see. The men worry more and they don't know what to do.
Absolutely. And a lot of them, I think, don't want to think about this. They don't want to see these signs of the times because they know that they have a .22 rifle with 20 rounds in their house and that's kind of it. Or they know that they have 3 days worth of food in the pantry and they don't want to think about how they kind of have abdicated their responsibility to prepare in greater detail. And if you think about preparedness, all these TV shows, survivalist preppers and everything else, where these people have those fortified retreats, that's the extreme. That is not reality for the vast majority of the population. But thinking that you need to prepare your family for survival is a very intimidating task. And so with this simple plan, I hope to take that intimidation out. They just, Ready Husband and the plan will come alongside them essentially and give them a tool that they can use to take some action. And if they have fear or angst over what may be happening, maybe they do see the signs of the times and they're intimidated to prepare or haven't started preparing and can't just kind of get that, take that first step. Hopefully this is the first step. And the other thing I want to stress with the fear, the totalitarians always use fear. That was the whole foundation of the scamdemic and the finances and how they're going to drive us to their digital plantation with a central bank digital currency, maybe starting with the Fed coin and then going to some kind of a Bank of International Settlements or IMF type international globalist CBDC. That's where they want to take us. They want to engineer the destruction of the money supply and it's, or the fiat dollar. And it's happening. People don't want to think it is. It is happening right now. But instead of fear, I'd rather focus on our God-given responsibility, whether you're a male or a female or an individual with no family at all. You have the natural right to self-protection, to preparedness, to take care of yourself and your family and friends. This is a tool for people to actually do that, not out of fear, but just out of knowledge and responsibility and a sense of liberty. Because really, all I can do is do the best I can with what I have, what God's given me. And the Bible says over and over and over again, do not fear, be of good courage, because the only hope we have is the blessed hope. If the Constitution can get subverted, it was started to be subverted within probably hours of the ink being even dry on the document, certainly into the 1800s, mid 1800s, early 1900s, Federal Reserve. We could go into a total history discussion on how the progressives, liberals, commies, leftists, globalists have subverted the U.S. Constitution. If that Constitution can't generate long-term prosperity for humans, I don't know what can. And so the only hope really is the blessed hope that there is salvation in, but it's not from the government. It's not even from Trump. It's from the Lord and redemption only through Christ. And so that's where the real hope is. And I've had people tell me, close friends, close Christian friends, oh, you're just playing to fear and this is not right. It's not biblical. But truly, this is just a matter of individual liberty and preparedness and trusting mm-hmm. the only one that we truly can trust.
I completely agree with you. I mean, of course, there's very oath-keeping and, selfless individuals that are politicians that are the silent majority, so they can't do a lot. But you're right. No one person on this earth is going to come save us. And we were born at such a time as this. And what right. I'm hearing, and I'm excited, I'm going to purchase this myself. And that's why I was asking if it can be gifted because I have people in my life that are half paying attention. And I can see how they can look into this and go, okay, this makes sense. But I don't know if you have this in your life. I think a lot of the listeners do is just watching everything that's been going on. We plan for, okay, if something really goes south, who has what skills? So that's what we started doing. So like I have a friend who works in construction. I'm like, okay, you're going to build everything. So-and-so is the cook and the homeschooler, but we hope it doesn't get to that. But I hope that in this whole packet, people can use it to start a conversation. The weather's warming up, go outside, talk to your neighbors about it. And to me, this is a nonpartisan issue. Whatever happens affects all of us, just like the scamdemic, as I call it, because of its improper response. And it wasn't right. about health and safety. I know that because that's my realm, but it's not partisan. And you can kind of break an ice with people and go, have you heard about this? You know, everyone sees the news, whether it's on the left or the right, they're talking about inflation. They're talking about the nuclear discussions and right. things that China's doing. So again, it's not that you're, for lack of a better term, as people call it, fear porn. It's not trying to just scare people to do something and comply. Unlike the mandates we saw, this is educating people to want them to try to fall in line with recommendations to just fortify their homestead and fortify their ability to react to a situation that disrupts what everything that they knew. So I'm already thinking that. Yeah.
Our neighbors enable them to not be slaves. If they could end up, you look at the totalitarian regimes in the past, removing guns, starvation, famine, those are all strategies for the totalitarians. Mm-hmm. And it's well proven. And you can either believe history and understand history, or you can trust your government. You can't do both. That was what a friend said a little while ago. And it's so true. If we look at the totalitarian precedents throughout history and look at what our government is up to in cahoots with other global governments, the things are happening. And so what we're talking about, and what you and We the Patriots USA and Vets and Visionaries, you're opening eyes, and you're also equipping with the people that you've had on and the work that you're doing in the legal space and in the media space. You're equipping people. And that's what I hope to help doing here. Is I've got a full-time job. I've got a family. I'm a husband. I'm a dad, active in the community. This is an effort, not from a financial standpoint. This is just to help other people accelerate their preparedness for the things that certainly are to come, and to enable them to preserve their liberty when all these different big government efforts start coming down, the digital currency especially. Preserve your liberty and be able to say no, and don't be a slave on their digital plantation or their 15-minute city, or you name what the plan is that they have overtly talked about as being their plan.
Well, I think even if there's individuals who are even half paying attention, whether or not they want to admit it, they may be thinking, what if? Yeah. And I think a lot of people can relate to times in their schooling or professional life where you have something that you have to do and you're just like, oh, it's on the back burner, but you know it's something you have to do. And it kind of has an underlying form of anxiety or angst. Sure. And I think that this is a problem a lot of people have. They think, what if? But even if, again, they're not trying to succumb to the fear that they may think that people like you and I are pushing. Just doing something like this, just learning about it, just little tiny incremental steps, little incremental wins, I think it will just give people an ability to go, okay, I can't control other people, but I can control what I can be prepared for. And I think that's why this is so, I've said this over and over, I like having guests on that don't just complain about things, they provide solutions. And this seems like a very, again, affordable, enriching, and a sustainable way for people to do their part without any external influences. Just arm yourself with the knowledge of how you can step up for your family and be prepared to kind of wrap your arms around your family and respond to any things that, you know, go away from our way of life that we know.
Thank you. Yeah. And that's exactly it. And it's not, we can go to that extreme part of the spectrum, but this is tailored for the entire spectrum. It might just be a blizzard. You know, if you have a blizzard and you lose the heating capability of your house in Michigan where you are, or Minnesota where I am, within a few hours, if it's minus 20 out, that's a survival situation. And if you're equipped and prepared, you're going to be fine. You're going to survive and you're going to thrive where other people are in extreme situation. It may be a hurricane. It may be a tornado, like you're saying, in Oklahoma, earthquake. All these things can happen. It doesn't necessarily have to be lawlessness in the streets, which we have both seen in our communities, probably fairly close by. And we saw it in great detail in 2020. It doesn't have to be that. It doesn't have to be a financial meltdown. It doesn't have to be UN troops carrying rifles taking over, you know, the Red Dawn type scenario modified for 2023. It doesn't have to be that, but it could be that. It doesn't have to be. So if a listener doesn't want to think about those extreme situations and just realizes, hey, something could happen, I should have more than 3 days food in my house, here's some tools, they can just focus on that one provision step of the plan. But the plan goes from personal to provisions to security to equipment to mobility to team. Step 7 is building a team, a tribe, like you're talking about, with complementary skills. And there's so much value in that.
I love that. And I'm great to hear that it covers other things because, you know, you just saw what happened in California, all the snow. And was it last winter, Texas had that unexpected frereeze. Yep. I follow weather kind of is my hobby. And I've been following this like weather pattern. And they say like this spring is going to be historical storm season. And people need, I mean, you can't really stop a tornado, but you can be ready for when you lose, you know, your electricity. You can be ready for when you can't get to a store, your roads are blocked. So like you're saying, it doesn't have to be an external enemy or domestic enemy that disrupts your way of life. It can be Mother Nature. It can be, look at the people of East Palestine. I'm highly embedded in helping those personnel. I mean,
saw that. That's people, amazing.
Yeah. I'll get a break someday. And I just think everyone paying attention to, like I said, the natural disasters. And unfortunately, people tend to not care until something directly affects them.
So true.
And I think people have to take what we went through the past 3 years as, yeah, this affected everybody from children's education to businesses, livelihoods, constitutional rights. We saw our civil rights violated for public health improper mandates.
Right.
We just have to be ready. And I think, too, there's a lot of mental turmoil of people going, oh, what's going on? Like, can we go back to normal? Well, your way of kind of being normal, again, is having that comfort and just knowing, like you said, so many situations can occur, and just be ready and have that solace in knowing that if you're not the dad screaming at the school boards and, you know, working in homeschooling communities, you can step up and go back to that foundation as the men take care of the family. You know, when the wives are breaking down because they're bearing a heavy burden of fighting for their children or their families, those fathers need to be there and provide that comfort. So when everyone's laying their head on their pillow at night, they know that someone is there to help them. And like you said, if someone has a home life where they're a single mother, you know, don't think that you can't protect your children. You women are capable of great things, but also I think society has stripped us of removing that natural foundation, because now if men are, you know, the foundation of the home, that's somehow misogynistic. Well, as a woman, I can tell you, I disagree with that. And I want to be taken care of, not just financially, you know, I have my own money, but I like to know at the end of the day, I can go to my husband, lay my head on his chest and say, just listen to me. Or, hey, you take care of this stuff that I don't want to deal with, and I'm out here doing this. So I think this creates better family synergy. And again, really helps lift up the mental health crisis we have in this country. A lot of it is rooted in fear of the unknown. And I think what you have put together, Chris, really helps. So I want to thank you so much for joining me here today. And I will provide links to these resources and where people can purchase this for themselves or, you know, their entire family. And I'm excited to share this with, I'm part of an organization here in Michigan called Stand Up Michigan. And there's a lot of people that follow the organization. It's the largest grassroots organization in our state. And there's a lot of people in our faith-based community that recognize this. And we've really drawn away from the original family unit. And we've got to get back to recognizing that we all can play a part. And not everyone, not one individual in the family needs to bear the burden. So,
yeah, we're a team. So absolutely.
That's well, is there anything else that you want to steer people to? Do you use any form of social media, or do you just prefer people to visit the websites?
You know, the website is perfect. I haven't established social media for it yet. I may get to that, but really these types of media opportunities are fantastic to communicate it, and certainly would do way better than me trying to manage an Instagram channel or Facebook page. So thank you so much for helping out and mention those other efforts. That's really the key, and getting the information out there as a resource that people can go to the website and continue to go back to the website. And as the plan is updated and links are added and relationships are built, that with that same password, they can go back and have continual access. And my email's on the website. They got questions or any kind of problems signing up. I made it as simple as I could, but it's still technology. So any kind of hiccups, they can email me and I'll get right back to them.
That's great. And I agree with you. That's why I'm thankful for people coming on my podcast. You know, it's more new, but I've been in the media for 13 years because people who've maybe never heard of you because you don't have a social media presence. More people are driven to listen to podcasts and watch things on Rumble than they are nowadays to be on social media. A lot of people view it as toxic, but if you do decide to create a social media for this, I recommend Locals and Twitter. You wouldn't survive anywhere else because how dare you, you know, try to talk about family foundations and how to prepare yourself for anything. So it's very extreme nowadays, but thank you so much for joining me. And as one veteran to another, thank you for your courage. and your time in service. And I like meeting other veterans who didn't forget their oath and realize it never expires and we have to continue to pay it forward. And remembering that when someone infringes upon our civil liberties, it's our time to stand up and it doesn't mean violence. So
absolutely. Thanks for all the work you do,
Kristen. So much.